interesting story for aspiring DJs out there about how you have to take chances, how you have to work hard, how you have to be authentic to actually get the response that you want. It's not just about the fame and reality, TVs and so on. It is really about the substance. And I hope you are actually feeling Tiana through the choice of music and everything we just talked about. Now, just in case you are missing tonight's show, you know that there is no way to miss any of the Gimme Beats for a simple reason that there are so many ways to listen to it. So if you're not listening to me live tonight, you will be able to actually hear tonight's show in the form of podcast. And the way how I will inform anyone interested is through my Facebook page. Now, if you are not already a fan, I would suggest that you do that. So go to www.facebook.com, of course, /stop.gimmeabeat, like the page, and then you will get all the information about what I'm going to play in the next Gimme a Beat, what am I interested in, maybe some recommendation for the music or things that I'm discovering, things that matter to me, everything, of course, female related. Why? Because Gimme a Beat is actually part of the Frauen Radio or a female radio, which means that we are part of the radio shows on Radio Laura that have a focus on everything female. So that's why tonight's show is where I'm focused on TNT, an awesome female DJ from Serbia. You can also stream any of our shows. Just search through extensive archive of Radio Laura, and once you find a show, you click on it and you just listen to it. So before going back to playing an interview and Tiana's mixes or choice of female artists, I'm just going to remind you or give you a bit more explanation about the music that I already played. First song that I played like a few songs ago was the song Virgo Rebellion from Caterina Barbieri. Caterina is an Italian composer and musician, and she's currently based in Milan. I discovered her through actually Tiana's choice of songs, and I find her very interesting, so I'm going to explore her a little bit more. This song is from her 2018 album Flowers from the Ashes, Contemporary Italian Electronic Music. The song that I played after is the song Kad Krenem Ka. This is another song from the Yugoslavian band. The band's name is Ekaterina Velika, or EKV for short. Initially, this band was called Katarina II. This is really the coolest Yugoslavian band that we had. The core members of the band are all deceased, which is really pity. But during the time when they were creating the music, they created some of the most amazing songs and meaningful also from a lyrics perspective that I think we ever had in our music scene. The group core consisted of the singer and guitar player Milan Milidenovic, who died at the age of 36. Then keyboardist Margita Stefanovic, who died at age 43 in 2002, and bass player Bojan Petar, who died in age 38. The song that I played previously is actually the song by Margita, or Magi Stefanovic, who was an absolutely phenomenal and beautiful lady. They all struggled with the substance abuse, and that is basically the reason why all of them passed away. The song is from their album Caterina II from 1984. Before continuing with the rest of the interview, I'm going to play the second DJ mix, also from Belgrade's club DIM. Tiana played there in February of this year. Yeah, this is one of the snippets that I really like. Hopefully, what I'm going to do is actually after we finish the show, I have 5 hour a long mix from that gig that Tiana shared with me, and I'm going to ask our production to play during the night. And if this happened, you will have actually the Tiana T experience over the whole night. So I hope I manage to do that. In the meantime, let's hear the second part and continue with the rest of the interview.
Thank you. venturing into space, we should become more acquainted with the planet we live on. Four young and fearless Americans, children of the space age, armed with cameras, microphones, and curiosity. Alan Yates, the director famous for his documentaries on Vietnam and Africa. Faye Daniels, his girlfriend and script girl, and their two cameramen and inseparable friends, Jack Anders and Mark Tomasi. Four youngsters who never came back. But let's have a look at them at the beginning of their incredible adventure. Here at the border between Brazil and Peru, they are about to board a plane that will take them to the Rio Ocoro, the last outpost from which they will continue on foot, deep into the Amazon jungle, into the area known as...
I think you as a DJ, and I've seen actually this when looking on your social media, you love performing in front of the people. You love that energy. And just also because you were an attendee, you were a party goer. I think that collective energy, what you were mentioning in the beginning of the interview, is important for you. So how did actually COVID-19 affected you from that perspective? What do you miss the most?
I mean, for me, this is like a total defeat, to be honest, because I really believe in human interaction. And I really believe in the, as we said, in the healing aspects of this collective experience, and in the healing aspects of hugs and kisses and human touch, which is not something that you have to believe in this like spiritual or religious sense. It's like a scientific, it's a scientific fact, very well researched. So for me to live in a world where all of these things are dangerous and presented as life-threatening, and I mean, I can already see the shift in my own consciousness, seeing movies and TV shows. And then like the other night I was watching The Sopranos and I realized the two guys are getting really like close to each other, and I started like panicking, and they didn't wear masks.
I know what you mean.
I have the feeling like my brain is completely reprogrammed. So this is not a comfortable reality for me, to be honest. And I am someone, as you said, who experienced this healing potential of musical events in the times of major crisis. But these were different crises. This is a different idea, you know, metaphysically speaking. You know, if you have a war, the enemy is visible. So you know that
exactly.
A threat is like a bomb, and a threat is maybe another person who's pointing a gun at you. It's material. And then with the virus, you know, the threat is abstract and it's unknown and it's very unpredictable. So it's very hard to form some sort of a like a rational attitude towards this, because really, like, to live a life without normal and healthy human contact is, I think, for many people really, like, you know, mind bending, and it's very hard to accept. And on the other hand, you're fighting with your, like, feeling of guilt that you might infect someone, or, yes, you know, even fear that you get infected.
It's very strange, actually.
Yeah, it's very strange. And of course, this kind of abstract nature of the virus itself and the abstract nature of everything around us leaves a lot of space for manipulation, which I guess everyone is aware of right now, like political manipulation and, you know, propaganda of all sorts. I think it's very, very confusing. And I can see a lot of people are really, like, losing their minds.
So yeah. How do you stay sane? What do you do to kind of keep sane in these times?
I don't do much to stay sane, to be honest. And I mean, I also had a personal drama on my own, which was really beyond the whole COVID thing. My mother suddenly got sick and she died within 6 weeks. And this was all happening in, like, Corona Serbia in May and June this year. And these were really, like, the worst months.
Maybe
now it's even worse, I don't really know, but the whole, like, Corona thing affects the healthcare system a lot, and not only in Serbia but also worldwide,
everywhere.
People who have certain chronic illnesses are not getting their treatments on time, they're not getting checkups, the surgeries are not being performed, and all of that, and all of this actually contributed to the outcome that my mother's illness had. So she's a kind of a COVID victim that never became COVID infected. It was just like, the side effect of this whole systematic response, yes, to COVID, which is also very questionable. And a lot of doctors are opposing it. I mean, what I've heard from the doctors around that time is that they have way more victims of, like, people being ill from other illnesses than, like, Corona. But yeah, I mean, this whole family tragedy, I can't even say it, that we went through is something that was much bigger, and it happened in the global crisis. So I had to deal with personal stuff first. The global crisis affected it a lot, because, you know, when you have someone dear to you dying, then one of the ways to overcome it is to go back to normal life. But there is no normal life for me anymore, because everything I lived before that doesn't exist. I mean, I had my job, I had my routine, I was, you know, working on music, working on stuff, doing my whatever accounting and, everyday stuff, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then I would go and work on weekends, travel, or, like, travel maybe sometimes even from Thursday till Tuesday, and that was my routine and that was my job. But now I can't go back to that. I can't go back to my own personal normal, because it's been taken away from me. My profession is literally canceled. The profession of a DJ, in a sense that it existed before, it doesn't exist now. Luckily, I could, you know, survive without having to find a new job urgently and having to redefine my profession. So my only way of, like, coping with this whole global situation and keeping my sanity is really by just, like, keeping a low profile, doing the best I can, not expecting much, and just waiting for all of it to pass and letting myself feel whatever I feel and live through all these emotions, which are quite intense. And yeah, that's the best thing I can do, you know. But I also, I mean, you know what we went through in Serbia. Yes. So I think people from a country like Serbia, I mean, not Serbia only, I mean, you have a lot of people from Middle East, a lot of people from Asia, from ex-USSR countries, from Eastern Europe. All of us, we're all, like, people from South America, Africa, all of us, we're actually trained to live in this surviving mode. Yeah, it's like an ongoing crisis that we were born in, and, like, we lived through it. And this is the only difference now, which makes it at the same time easier but also harder, is that it's global. Because when we had crisis only in Serbia or in the Balkans, that I always had certain hopes that somewhere out there's a world that's different, yes, there's a world that's better, there's a world that's healthier, there's a world of opportunities. nowadays, wherever you look, it's the same
everywhere.
And sometimes being in a smaller country, in a smaller environment, somewhere where you can get, you know, like locally grown food much easier is maybe even better. Or if you live in a city which is not so big, and when you're not so consumed by this metropolitan life in these times in the year 2020, and I'm pretty much sure in 2021, it's actually somehow better.
Denk dran, das Radio mache ich nicht gratis. Deswegen zahle doch ein unter dem Konto 01-60-148-9. Wenig verdienen die 60 Franken pro Jahr, die anderen 120 oder mehr. Spenden sind immer willkommen. Einzahlungsschein könnt ihr beziehen unter der Telefonnummer 044 567 24 11 oder unter info@lora.ch.
Hi, it's Tiana T, and you're listening to Give Me a Beat.
What you were saying before, during the crisis we went through, we had this community, we had a human connection, like a real human connection. I think the only way to establish now the community is actually to do it through, no matter what people think about the technology, it does allow us to actually have a community and contact with others. That's the only way to actually really connect to the people through the video calls, through live performances that you had few. I know it's not enough, but I feel that at least we have that. Because as you said, there is no other world where things are better. Maybe on Mars, but we wouldn't know because we didn't get
there.
Where
things are possible. I mean, there are certain countries, actually, I have to say, this is something that not many people in mainstream European or US or the so-called Western media is talking or writing about. But there are certain countries in Asia that really like managed to overcome.
I know.
COVID crisis, and I actually have
Taiwan is
quite a number of friends who live in Taiwan.